something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
I talk all about my drive through the wrath of Hurricane Patricia across the United States of America in a 37-foot RV.
We bring back your favorite game, Hit the Post.
And we dip into the TNT mailbag. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
And here we are, number 53.
My bud. How are you, bud?
Was that the Chilliwack?
Yeah, because I've been gone so long.
That's right. You've been gone so long. You've been gone so long down to the south of the States.
My girl.
Can you tell the people where you went?
Okay, so here's what happened. On 52...
You're originally going to go to Boise.
We're going to Boise.
Yeah.
But I have a well-documented history of travel challenges coupled with consumer chagrin.
Mm-hmm.
So we were literally, a word that is used far too much these days, checked in for our flight to Boise. Just as a refresher, if you weren't listening to 52 or you just joined us, we bought a motorhome. And we bought it because my side business, as I've mentioned on the pod before, is renting trailers out to movie sets. Mm-hmm. Just so happens that this particular motorhome, if you're interested or if you work for CRA, has bunk beds in it. So we thought, why don't we make a little family adventure? We'll fly out to Boise, where we found one that was the best price point. We tried to spend our money locally, which we always do. Mm-hmm. But we found one in Boise, Idaho, and we thought, well, let's embrace the wandering spirit adventure of it. A little Montana, some South Dakota. We were checked in for our flight on Monday night, and I'd been calling the guy for days saying, just so you know, we're coming Tuesday. What time works Tuesday? Here's what we need to get it across the border. Really had our ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy calls and says, well, we have to talk about just a couple things. Long story short, there are six issues with the motor coach that was going to take 2 weeks to fix.
Whoa.
So aside from the fact that we bought and booked tickets with our own dough, aside from the fact that we were already checked in, I mean, we have the tour coming up. My birthday just passed. Like, I can't just pick up and go whenever.
No.
I had this specific window. I carved out the week to go do this during that week.
Mm-hmm.
So we found another one in Dallas, Texas.
Like, so, while you're sitting in the airport.
Well, we weren't actually at the airport, but we were checking out. You can check in the night before or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we were taking our dog like it's a bat.
Wow.
So they called back because I wrote a letter saying, just please explain why this is okay. This is not how you do business. I'm very understanding. But we were already checked in. Like, this is really late to be getting this news. Mm-hmm. So they called back and said, what if we give you this one instead? What if we take some money off the price? What if? And we were just kind of spooked with the whole transaction.
Sure.
Plus, it felt really good to say, what if we buy one somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to motorhome specialists in Texas, and we bought one there. And it's a year newer, and it's the other one was new, but it had been sitting on the lot for a year. This one was a year newer. So we decided to go to Texas. It was during Hurricane Patricia.
Yeah.
So we had to land in Shreveport, Louisiana, because Dallas was closed, and sit on the tarmac for a while. We finally get to Dallas. I was telling the story on the radio the other night, but for the pod listeners, we get in a cab at the Dallas airport, which is not an easy feat in and of itself, especially with two tired little kids. We get in the cab. It's pouring rain. And the driver says, I can't take you all that way, after we'd been driving for about half an hour. So I said, what do you mean? He was like, this is your hotel here. No, it's not. It's in a different town. Yeah, this is your hotel here. Bye now. Said his car wasn't working. He was losing power, all this stuff.
Brutal.
So we check into a hotel. It's now 5 in the morning our time.
Oh, kids are losing it, no?
They're really good-natured people, and they've traveled a fair bit, so they're pretty...
Yeah, but they're kids.
But still, they're kids.
Yeah.
So I say, as a treat, here's the key. You guys open the door. You guys get to walk in first, because that's kind of fun when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a not small man... with a shaved head, asleep in the bed when we walk in the room.
The singer
rolls
from...
over on his side like a seal.
Looking kind of like Damien, the singer from Fucked Up, that kind of looking guy.
Honestly, I don't know if you've been watching Blood and Oil, on CTV, but he looks like Delroy Lindo. Shaved head and a mustache. African American gentleman.
Okay.
He is confused and shocked.
Mm-hmm.
We are confused and shocked and tired. I say, let's go, girls. We kind of back out of the room. Sorry about that. Go down to the front desk. The woman working at the front desk says, that's not possible. I'm the only one working. I know exactly who's in every room. We're like, well, it just happened, and we're not making it up. So she put us in another room. Long story short, again, the guy was working at the hotel. We saw him there the next morning. Carol put it together that he was having intimate relations with one of the cleaning staff, and they had a little... And then she said, just sleep in 215. I'll clean it. Nobody will be any the wiser, because who's going to show up at the hotel this time of night? We busted a pounding ring.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did they get blown up the next day?
Well, we didn't stick around. We rented a car and drove to the place where our bus was. And we picked up the bus. The bus is great. You spend the first night in the compound where there are 1,000 buses. And they kind of have you set up to camp in the compound, which is already kind of weird. And then we hit the road.
Jeez.
So we did. You've probably done all this in a bus before, but we went to a bunch of states I've never been to before. Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. We camped in Mississippi. We went to Nashville for a couple of days. We went to West Virginia, stayed there overnight.
So the kids enjoyed it?
Went to Pennsylvania, stopped in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is where we spoke.
Yep.
The kids like it? I think if you said to either of us a year ago,
yeah,
I bet you guys would really like this. We'd be like, I don't know. It seems so... Well, wasn't there a Robin Williams movie called RV, or was that Tim Allen?
I think it was, yeah. Yeah, it was Robin Williams.
It seems so that, and you realize that most of the people that do this do it because they're retired and they have nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. When you have kids, you give up a lot of control, and when you fly, you give up a lot of control. You can't leave when you want. There are delays that you don't expect. You miss your connections. Your flight's canceled, whatever. This being able to leave when you want is awesome.
It
is. As is, they can lie in their bunk and watch a movie. They can sit at the table and color. They can walk around. They can make a sandwich. Like, it's pretty great.
But you're a lot of driving, though, no?
A lot of driving, which I don't really mind. We drove through New York City, which I probably wouldn't have done in hindsight with a 37-foot motorhome.
No.
Because you're threading the needle at some of those toll booths.
Yep.
But Carol could sit beside me and read a book, or we could chat or not. Like, it's a really nice way to travel for a young family, that's for sure.
Beautiful. So
but
now
I don't
you're
know
all
if we go to the West Coast. Like that.
You're all set time. Though. And you're all your chops are ready for the tour for driving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was actually thinking a lot about how we would put in the time and like
well,
I
if you know
at Target I bought these Family Feud questions.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we did that. Bought Scrabble.
We're going to have some like tricky ones drive wise, like literally.
Well, this
like
is
for example,
thing.
Like Winnipeg and then Regina the next day. I mean, that's 8 hours. We'll have to drive either the night after or early in the morning. Well, we have to figure that out when we're going to leave and all that stuff. The beauty of getting somewhere on time. Not to mention if we have press and stuff like that too. So.
You're used to the beauty of lying in your bunk and a driver doing it, but we're doing it ourselves, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw some pictures from that part of the world, and there's snow there.
There was snow,
yes. I don't
know
if it stayed on the ground, but it has snowed, and it might be snowy.
Well, Banff Springs was like 3 or 4 inches last night, just ripping.
Crazy.
So we might,
and we're
well, definitely.
And we're going to be in a Toyota Yaris with summer tires on. That's how they get you. Maybe I'll bring chains.
Bring some chains for the tires?
Yeah.
We'll be loaded down with merch.
Well, maybe we hire a bud to drive this new bus.
Yeah.
Just need to get her to Winnipeg.
Yeah, we gotta definitely look at the schedule and try and figure out the drives. Because we've booked hotels. We have to keep that that in mind too, right? When we're going to be going.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff.
The other thing is, as we get closer to the tour, thinking about some of the things that we're going to be doing in the live show, I think that's how we decided that today we're going to bring back Hit the Post, which is maybe my favorite thing that we've ever done.
Yeah, Hit the Post is one of the funnest games that we've played, definitely, for sure.
And we haven't played it in a while, and it's a little self-indulgent because it's really fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the things that we'll do on our live show with Buds. Get Buds to come up on stage and hit a post. We'll do Poem Sayin' with Buds.
Mm-hmm.
We've toyed
also
with the
name
idea.
The name that tune Canadianity Edition is always fun.
Well, we should have a Canadianity quiz where we get a couple or a few Buds on stage and they win a prize.
Where was Pierre Burton buried?
Buried?
Yeah.
Is this one of those where do they bury the survivors of the Titanic questions?
No, it's just I wonder where it is. That could be part of the Canadianity quiz, which find his grave.
He died, right?
Pierre Burton? Hell yeah.
Okay.
Plenty.
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to disrespect the Burton family. Pierre Burton Cummings. By the way, that's a really fun game. It's called Two-Faced. And you take, I'm not good at the Photoshop. That should be our contest for this week.
Like
George Michael Jackson, for example. You take their two faces and put them together in a composite. We should have a game called Two-Faced, where you have to take two Canadian people like Pierre Burton and Burton Cummings and put their faces together, and the best one will win this week's Canadianity contest.
I like that.
What do you think?
That's pretty good. And should we pick the winner for last week?
Yes, we should. Maybe during a break we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that in a break, and then because we had some amazing ones, we'll go
some
over
some really
them.
Great ones, great costumes, great Canadianity costumes.
Yeah,
and
some
we'll also
classics.
Determine what the prize is because I can't remember if we said what the prize was. Is this
the
beer
prize
with
the is beer like meeting us and we'll buy you a beer.
And our friend Derek, who is handling the merchandise, has some koozies.
Perfect.
That are going to say beer bod. On one side, and although they should say, where's my beer chair?
Yeah, well,
beer bod, Tigers and Torrents.
Yeah, maybe we can get the beer chair on there.
So here's what we do. I say we take a break, figure out the contest winner and the prize, come back, reveal the contest winner, and then get right into this week's Hit the Post. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Love you,
but first I have to we have to just quickly go over the Halloween hangovers that we both probably have.
You're right.
Just a quick synopsis. Had a great one here, you know, with my son Jack's birthday. It was a huge deal mixing the two, and for some reason this year Halloween seemed to be back, like with reckless abandon. There was kids all over the place, and to the point where we were actually skipping houses because there was lineups.
What?
It was packed. It was like kind of like E.T. Remember how packed it is in E.T. during Halloween? There's just kids everywhere.
It was
like that. Just people. It was kind of. It wasn't as cold as last year. It was raining a little bit, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it's social media or. Just the awareness factor of Halloween for some reason just seemed to be times 10 this year.
Did you see a lot of recurring costumes? Like, was there one like, oh, I get it, Donald Trump? Like, you saw a bunch of those?
Yeah. No, for the kids, it was like my...
Minions?
My kids were food, like pizza and zombie hot dog, and my daughter was a bee. But you saw a lot of Frozen costumes, obviously, still a big hit with the girls.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if it was a particular costume as much as just the event itself and how everybody was stoked. There was some great houses that were decorated. Do you get into that? Do you get the house going?
Well,
you didn't have time as much this year.
Typically we would, but this year the girls went trick-or-treating at Yogi Bear's campground in Mississippi.
Yeah, that's...
Which is kind of a different trip, too. And there was some strategically planned family and family friend visits when we got home.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about you guys because... And you live in the boonies
too, right?
Oh, yeah. We usually have an honesty bucket, and it usually remains untouched.
Yeah.
But what do you guys do? Like, you said you dress up and everybody goes out. So what do you do with handing out treats?
Yeah, we get the house. Everyone was dressed up. I was dressed up as a super dead zombie that just crushed somebody, had some brains because I had the blood going.
Oh, that's good.
And Lisa was a pirate, and that she had a great costume.
So you went rogue from your old lady?
Yeah, I went away from the old lady. I just wanted to get a little more exciting. And no, it was good here. There was tons of people, like I said. But I ate too much of the kids' candy and got like a ripping toothache yesterday. Just a ripper.
That's karma.
Yeah.
That's Halloween karma. Candy karma. Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
Do you ask them or do you sneak?
Oh, no, I ask them. I mean, there's so much. Like, they all had huge, full bags. So, it's more
what do you use for bags? Pillowcases?
No. The like, those plastic trick-or-treat bags that like you can get around. Kind of like the reusable bag that you get at the grocery, that kind of like a fabric-y kind of deal with Halloween whatnot on them.
Well, you know? When I was a kid, we'd get like garbage bags, like Glad garbage bags,
and or dump pillowcases.
Them out and start again.
Yeah, pillowcases were our old move. What's your favorite candy, bud?
Well, they say that people are either sweet or salty. I think I'm a salt guy. I'm a chip guy.
Chips.
Carol's
chips.
A chocolate person, so we're candy compatible.
Yeah.
But the girls get stuff that they don't like. Like, they're not down with Tootsie Rolls. So if I could get behind those, I'd be in Tootsie Rolls for days. Because they're just looking to get rid of them.
There was a big batch of Swedish berries. And I think that's what gave me the toothache.
Yeah. First six of those are great. The next 46 are like, this doesn't make sense.
No,
for
sure. I
pounded a bag of gummy bears on the drive in one-hour sitting.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll sit with you for weeks.
Do you want to hear something? This is the last thing I will say about camping. Walmart allows you to stay in their parking lot for
you can
one
crash
night
there.
In a camper.
Yep. Yeah, but same, anything, yeah.
We got to northern Maine, all the campgrounds were closed, and we were like, I guess we're staying at Walmart.
Yeah.
But when you kind of pull the shades and whatever, you don't really
Doesn't
see
matter.
Outside your thing anyway. But I've often looked at those motorhomes or campers in a Walmart parking lot and thought, really? You're saving yourself the $17 there big time?
No.
But we did because we didn't have any other option, and here's why it's smart. They're not using the parking lot at night. And Carol went in and dropped a bunch of dough in Walmart.
There you go.
Smart.
And it's
business.
Yeah. It's it's their way of saying thank you for being a major conglomerate with more industry trades than small countries.
Well, and thank you for being the only thing open in Brewer where we can get some necessities at awful hour.
I'm sure Brewer used to have all kinds of nice little mom and pop shops that were the Walmart before, but that's the way it goes.
You know what, though? You can't park a 37-foot rig in a mom and pop shop that doesn't exist anymore, bud.
That's the positive.
It was midnight. I'm pouring syrup over poo, but it was midnight. I was tired. It was dark. There were no other options.
I've done it myself. The tour buses and trucks, whenever you can't get a spot. Oh, sure. Yeah.
You Walmart it up?
Crashing at Walmart.
And a tour bus, you've done that?
Well, it's just any time, like you said, where there's nowhere to park. You have to do that sometimes.
My secret hope was that I'd get to Dysart's truck stop in Bangor and crash there, because I have this kind of secret fantasy that I am a trucker, and I wanted to get some No Lot Lizards bumper stickers, because they actually have No Lot Lizards with a circle and a slash through it.
And you wanted to see Stephen King walking by.
Yeah. Could happen.
Let's
take
a break
on this episode 53 and be right back with Hit the Post and our Canadianity contest winner. Hang on.
Where's my beer chair?
Canadianity contest winners, let's do it.
All right, so there were a lot of great entries. Just to remind folks, the Canadianity contest this week was best Canadianity inspired Halloween costume. And we couldn't decide on just one.
No.
It's kind of what happened with Bot of the Week. Every week it was like, well, we should give it to that person too. So we ended up going with three. Kind of the top three. And they were all great and all for different reasons. So do you want me to do third place?
Yeah, you do third place.
Winner of a TNT beer koozie for the costume Wheels' dad, though a little tricky because you need a greasy car. Makes it hard to trick-or-treat. It's Pyramid Ferments on Twitter. Winner of a beer koozie. We will be in touch with you. Congratulations, Pyramid Ferments.
Nice job. And I got to say, he had the drumsticks. He had the Suzuki Samurai going. It was full on.
Yeah, it was full on. Commitment.
Beer koozie. And again, we'll give you tickets, too, if you don't have them.
Sure.
For sure.
I don't even know where he lives. Do you?
All winners. He lives in Picton, Ontario.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to do number two?
Number two, in second place, winner of a bod shirt, transplanted Newfoundlander who now lives in Ottawa, Jerry Mercer, for his costume, Alligator Al Waxman.
Yes.
Alligator Al Waxman. That's almost like that could be an entry in this week's contest, too. Because, just a reminder, this week's contest is called Two-Faced. You take two Canadianity people, blend their names together, and then Photoshop their faces together like Pierre Burton Cummings. Although technically, Burton is B-E and Burton Cummings is B-U, but we'll take it.
Yes, and also with, don't forget the hashtag Canadianity contest.
Yes, and the hashtag Two-Faced.
Yes.
So winner of a bud shirt, Jerry Mercer, who I believe lives in Ottawa. If you don't have tickets, Jerry, come to the show and we'll give you a bud t-shirt as well. Alligator Al Waxman made me LOL, as kids say.
Yes.
Why don't you do first place, Bod?
Okay, first place, and the winner of We'll Buy Him Beers and tickets and a bod shirt is Francois Dillinger, who was amazing. He did the Sergeant at Arms Kevin Vickers Canadianity costume, and how do you not give it to Francois for that?
Exactly. I mean,
it was just that he did a great job. The costume looks great. It's perfect. So congratulations, Francois. You're getting a beer with the buds, and hopefully as well you'll be coming to the show. I believe he's in Calgary. So
can you believe it's been a year since that incident on the hill?
Yeah, I know.
Hard to believe.
Unreal.
What a shocking and devastating day. But loving tribute paid to Kevin Vickers by Francois Dillinger. Francois Dillingerism. Félicitations, congratulations, Francois Dillingers.
So there you go. There's this week's contest
out.
We'll get in touch with all of those wonderful folks.
Yep.
And then next week we'll do the, what is it called? The
Two-Faced.
For the Two-Faced Canadianity contest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Like Peter North, West Passage. Like, there's one.
That's a good one.
There you go. It's
so
fun
let's
to have
move
these
on
contests.
To,
give stuff away.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So let's move on to the, let's play Hit the Post, bud.
We haven't played in a long time, and I'm really fired up about it. Here's what I did. I focused less on length, like time to vocal length, and I focused more on trying to find grooves that I just think will be funny with your voice juxtaposed against it. Mostly it has to do with my taste, some would say questionable taste in music. So let's add a hidden layer as well. And the songs that I've picked, you have to guess whether that's actually on my iPod or not.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
An added twist.
So as usual, we had to give, had to come up with a song, the band, the call letters for the station, the nickname of the station, and the location of the station.
Yeah.
Who's going first?
Why don't I give you your first one?
Okay.
I gave you a few tap dancers. I like to hear you ramble.
Okay.
You know, it's always fun. They're not all that way, but a couple of them are.
Okay.
I'm going to start you out with a little Tragically Hip.
Okay.
Your song is Grace 2 by The Tragically Hip.
Okay.
Your station is 99.1 The Magpie in Fernie, BC. How about that?
Where is Fernie?
Fernie is, well, Fernie's another one of those wonderful little interior job cities, isn't it?
Is it?
Fernie on the, yeah.
Fernie, BC.
Yeah.
The hip.
Isn't it not too far from, like, Kamloops and stuff like that?
I don't know. It's an area of the country that I haven't spent enough time in. It's obviously as far as you can get from here. And northern BC, like, I haven't spent any time in northern BC. So if you live in northern BC and you want to have us over. Okay, here we go. Tragically okay, hip, ready? Grace 2. Here it comes.
Hit the post.
Hey, Fernie. It's Jonathan Torrens with you. 99.1 The Magpie. It's so great to be spending this Friday night with you and Fernie. What are your plans? Weather's getting colder. You might want to snuggle up with your loved one as we spend a little 90s at 9 time together. It's Jonathan Torrens in for Jeremy Taggart. Let's get you started. Here's Tragically Hip Grace 2 on 99.1 The Magpie. That's a miss.
Oh, it went a little early?
That's a miss.
He just came in early.
Come on, oh. Just let's go.
Darn.
I couldn't come back in after the station call letters. Dang, wow. That's a sneaky sneaker.
It is a little sneaky. It is sneaky. By the way, it's just in the Rockies on the southeast side of BC.
You sneaky, sneaky sneaker.
Sorry, bud. It is a sneaky one, but I figured it's still the hip, you know. It's not rocket science.
I was also, we haven't played in a while, so I'm rusty, and I was second-guessing myself, like, oh, I'm not supposed to mention the weather anymore.
I know. You know you've heard it in the car too many times, just chilling.
All right, 0 for me. Your first jam is Night Shift by the Commodores. The station is 99.3 The Wave in Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. Muppet, yeah.
The Commodores is the first post Lionel Richie Commodores, right?
No, Sam Ralph.
Believe Jeff Beccaro plays the drums on this.
Oh, look at you. Save it, bud. Commodores you Night ready? Shift, 99.3 The Wave. Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. Good luck, bot.
Here we go. I'm going to hit the post. Commodores, Night Shift. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing today, Plaster Rock? You know, this is one of my favorite songs. I like to have a coffee and dip my donuts. Listen to little Commodores. It's no Lionel Richie, but it's pretty good. Jeff Carr on the drums. It's The Wave in Plaster Rock 99.3. Get your makeup on. Here comes the Commodores with Night Shift.
Yeah, man! Put your makeup on. Put your makeup on.
Put your makeup on. Dipping donuts.
Dipping your donuts. 1-0. That was great. I'm going to do kind of a smarmy character for the next one.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Well, your next song is Black Betty by Ram Jam. Oh, yes.
Oh, come on.
Black Betty by Ram Jam.
Aww.
And you're at... 105.5 The Mastodon.
Yeah.
In Lacombe, Alberta.
All right.
Marvin, you ready to go?
Ish.
Perfect.
All right. Here it comes.
Go for it. Hit it.
Hey, gang, let's get this thing going. It's your old buddy Jonathan Torrens with the Rock Report on this Sunday morning. It's the Mastodon in Lacombe, Alberta, 105.5. Thanks for listening. You can check us out online at themastodon.com or call me up at 1-800-MASTODO. Look feels like a little Black Betty. This is Ram Jam. I'm Jonathan Torres. Good morning. Here we go.
That was good. You're doing it. Okay.
Maybe you're on the way home from church.
So angry. It's like you got fired and you're just doing your last shift.
It's Jonathan Torres on the Rock Report.
Oh, man.
I'd say I hit it, though. It was close. It was close.
Oh, my God.
I'm sweating. All right.
Hang on. I think I might be clipping my mic here. I'm going to just flick her back. There we go. Hopefully that's a little easier for Tim.
Here's a good one. Oh, you didn't guess. Is the Commodore's Night Shift on my iPod or not?
Oh, I would say definitely that's on your iPod.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It was a layup, yeah.
It's a good jam.
Your next jam is Pet Shop Boys, a band that didn't get enough credit as far as I'm concerned. The track is What Have I Done to Deserve This?
Oh,
remember, wasn't it Dusty Springfield? You went away, I've been hanging around. 103.7, The Ptarmigan.
The Ptarmigan.
Yeah. The P is silent, like pneumonia. And it's in Yellowknife.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pet Shop Boys, What Have I Done to Deserve This? 103.7, The Ptarmigan in Yellowknife. Good luck, bud. Tire up. Oh, no, it's tied now. Here's your chance to take a 2-1 lead.
Okay. Ready?
Here yeah, good go. Luck.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? Going shopping? Get your shopping done. It's Big Friday coming up. Here we are. What have I done to deserve this? And the Ptarmigan and Yellowknife. What am I doing here? Well, the Pet Shop Boys are here. What have they done to deserve it? Let's find out. 103.7. What have I done to deserve this? It's a little bit of a tap dancer here. These guys liked each other.
Oh.
These guys liked each other.
Were you suggesting there was more?
I would say I blew it.
Were you suggesting there was more to the Pet Shop Boys relationship than they let on? These guys liked each other, if you know what I mean. Whew.
Oh, that was a bomb.
That was one. Great.
Yep. Okay, two, both of us got...
It's 1-1.
One.
Yeah. Nice. Perfect. We got an old-fashioned Donnybrook going on here. A battle. All right.
Where's the bagpiper?
I'm fired up. What's next?
Is it the fiddler? Deedly, 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 deedly.
Yeah, PEI. Hey, is What Have I Done to Deserve This on my iPod?
I think it might be.
Yeah,
is it?
It is. Yeah.
Oh.
What's next, bud?
Okay. What's next for you is your song's "Lunatic Fringe" by Red Rider, Tom Cochran. The station is 89.9, the Turbot in Cornerbrook. Turbot being a northern Atlantic fish.
Sure.
The Turbot.
And I'm a Newfoundland?
Cornerbrook.
Cornerbrook.
Ready to go?
Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, hit it.
I'm fired up. Thanks, Jeremy. How's getting on? It's Jonathan Torrens at the Leons in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. I'm here on location all day. If you're looking for an ottoman, you don't pay a cent. Till the end of time. You can just walk in, take the ottoman, put it in the back of your car, take it home, and you don't even have to pay. If you're looking for a settee or you're looking for an island for your kitchen, what islander doesn't want an island in their kitchen? Come on down to Leon's here in Cornerbrook. I'm here all day from 10 to 5 o'clock. Jeremy Taggart's coming down at 5 o'clock. He'll have you into the evening. They've got tea and crumpets and that, given away for free. So you have your flyers, bring them on down. They will not be undersold. They'll match every price you can find anywhere. Tom Cochran would buy his furniture here. Maybe you're looking for a couch with some lunatic fringe on it. Come on down to Leon's with Tom Cochran.
Going around the
vocal. Missed. Dang.
Taking liberties into the song.
They do it. People do it sometimes.
Sometimes they'll go on rap the song and they come in with guitar solo.
Dang. I really thought in my heart that doing a location hit would open it wide up. And it did. It gave me lots of fodder, but I didn't hop out in time.
It happens.
All right, bud. Are you ready?
I am. What do I got?
It's still 1-1. Here's your chance to take the lead. We're going Vanelli. Gino Vanelli. The track is Wild Horses. And inspired by Popular Girls last week, you're in Sherbrooke, okay? The station is 89.3 The Anvil.
Am I French?
Sure. I almost want to make the station the Ma.
The Ma?
Yeah. Yeah. The Ma. 89.3 The Ma.
Okay.
Gino Vanelli, Wild Horses, 89.3 The Ma.
Awful French in Sherbrooke. Guy without any French.
Yeah. Wild Horses. Okay, good luck, bud. Ready? Yep.
Hitting the post. Wild Horses in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Here we go. Hey, guys and girls, how are you tonight? You guys remember Gino Vanelli? He's a French man, born in Mons and raised in Montreal. Good guys, lots of friends. Here's his new song on Danville 89.3 and Sherbrooke. Arizona Plains are coming up you. Here it comes.
I think you hit it. I think you hit it.
I think I did.
Oh, good for you.
Dropping the Arizona Plains.
Who's ready to take a ride on the Arizona Plains? Let's go. Gory Heartbreaker.
Okay.
This one's going out to Marie-Josée Bilodeau. Listener in Sherbrooke. She's working at the Subway. Stop okay, in, ready? See her, and buy a bag of Sun Chip.
Okay, your jam is Metallica.
Ah, good one.
Enter Sandman.
Yup.
And you're at 102.5, The Raccoon in Barrie.
Okay, I am sucking it up.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. You gotta get this one, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, go.
Hi, gang. It's Donna Bertram Colley. You're listening to the All Request Lunch Hour on 102.5 The Raccoon in Barrie. How's your day going today? It's my first day on the job, and I think it's going pretty well. I mean, if I'm being honest, I was a little bit nervous last night. I couldn't sleep. In fact, I was kind of waiting for the Sandman to enter. Here's Metallica on 102.5 The Raccoon, Barrie's only choice for rock and roll music. Take care now. No!
So.
No! Oh my gosh, it's still going. Dang.
The riff has got to start.
Dang. I hopped out.
I thought you were going to keep rambling.
Like, is my mic on?
Talk about the test that you had.
Is my mic on? Is it off? Is my mic on? Is it off? Dang. So this is your chance to go up 3-1.
Ooh.
All right, it's a sneaky sneaker. You're going to Heart's Desire, Newfoundland. You know, there's Heart's Desire and Heart's Deloitte.
Deloitte.
Good evening, Pizza Deloitte. Pizza Deloitte.
Pizza Deloitte.
Pizza Deloitte and Touche. That would be a good...
The Heart and Heart.
You're going to 1071 The Heart in Heart's Desire.
The Heart and Hearts.
Yeah. 107.1 The Heart. And the song is Clarence Carter Strokin'. By the way, obviously... Carter. Obviously, Wild Horses is on my iPod. Clarence Carter, Strokin'. Do you know this jam?
I think so.
I was in Cancun, Mexico with my friend Stuart. And we're staying at this hotel where there are a bunch of Motorola executives who are like white dudes in their 70s. And they all had their nieces, in quotes, with them.
Oh.
And this song was on... repeat for the entire week. So there's the visual. Here's the soundtrack. 107.1 The Heart in Heart's Desire, Newfoundland. Clarence Carter, Strokin'. I will warn you, it's sneaky. Good luck, bud.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
How's your Friday night out there in Heart's Desire, Newfoundland? It's a good night.
It's already?
Yeah. No sneaky. Yes. But leave it. Let it go.
What the hell kind of a resort was this that you were at?
It was like, I don't know, some hotel that I booked through 1-866 Wild Deals.
Oh, man.
Hit it from the start again and don't talk. Listen to how short it is.
I already canned it. It's like 5 seconds.
Yeah. I stroke it Unreal. To the east. I stroke it to the west.
Stroke it to the woman that I love best. I don't know if I've ever heard that song before, by the way.
So still 2-1 for you. Is this my last one coming up?
This is your last chance.
Dang.
Are you ready for this? It's The Pursuit of Happiness. I'm an adult now.
Okay.
Your station is 92.3, The Fur Seal in Flin Flon.
That's really funny that you'd pick a seal, and I'll tell you why in your next one. Fur Seal.
This might help you out.
The Fur Seal. Pursuit of Happiness. Oh my gosh. Here's my last
Little
chance.
Mo and the boys.
Just to tell me, because I'm going by memory. Is it a longy?
It's not that long. It's you'll kind of feel it out. It's not. It's kind of predictable.
Okay.
It's not long, but it's not short.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Heart, heart, Jonathan Torrance on the first seal in Flin Flon, 923. How's your Tuesday morning going? Maybe you're getting ready to work. Maybe you're staying home. Maybe you're out looking for a job. Maybe you're at your parents' house. Maybe you're going camping. Maybe you're still in bed because you're suffering from some challenges.
I don't need my parents.
Maybe you don't need your parents.
I don't get drunk just to spite them.
Doesn't matter why you get drunk.
I got my own reasons to drink now.
That's right. You're listening to Pursuit of Happiness on 92.3 The First Seal. Hello, Flin Flon.
I can sleep until noon anytime I want.
Dang. Dancing around the vocals.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sucking harder than a Dyson.
You're going off, big rant at the top of the top. You threw out too much rope at the beginning.
You already won. But
too many questions.
But you have to do that. Yeah, it was too many questions. And I kind of tap danced my way into some heavy subject matter. And then I was like, well, yeah. Now what happens? Like, maybe you're going through a hard time. Good morning.
Yeah.
Terrible. My game is off.
That's we haven't played much. You got to get your post off.
I know. I want to give you one more, because you won already.
Okay. Give me one.
Dark Horse, Amanda Marshall. Obviously. Yes, it is on my iPod.
Classic.
It is a classic.
Hey, was the Choker one on your iPod? No.
No. Strokin'? No.
choking, no way.
No, you have Doc McStuffins come on your shuffle because your kid's listening to it, and the next thing is Strokin' by Clarence Carter. It is a racy song.
There, right? Gino Vanelli's definitely on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark Horse Amanda Marshall, 92.5 Le Foc in Quebec City, which is French for seal.
It's French for seal.
P-H-O-Q-U-E.
Oh, my God. Le Foc.
Le Foc in Quebec City. 92.5 Le Foc. Dark Horse, Amanda Marshall, 92.5 Le Foc in Quebec City. Really sit down with the groove and get to know it, bud. Good luck.
Okay.
And congratulations. This is a victory lap.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to do my regular guy here for this. Okay.
Let's make it tricky. Can I make it tricky?
What?
Sure. Like the... Just a layer to make it more challenging. I was going to say it's Remembrance Day, but we don't want to at all venture into disrespectful territory that way. Let's say school was canceled because it's a snowstorm, and you're a little put out by it because you had to take your kids to work.
Okay.
Want to hear that in your voice.
So the snowstorm, I had to get my kids to school.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 92.5 Le Foc in Quebec City. I know it's snowing hard out there. I don't know why I'm even here. Had to bring my kids to school for some reason. Can't believe that's not closed. It's a rough one out there. I'd stay in if I were you. Anyway, it's Le Foc. Amanda Marshall, Dark Horse on 92.5. Quebec City's best. Fuck.
That's so long.
It's just starting.
I think she had a thing with Elton John or something. Maybe it didn't really work out because...
Let's do Dark Horse again. No, let's pick another song. And let's be a morning show duo. I'm the lady, and you're the dude. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What jam you want to pick?
Well, do you want to pick Birmingham?
Birmingham?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Amanda Marshall?
Right here. Is that a long intro, too?
I don't really know.
Oh, we'll find out. You ready?
Yeah.
What are we?
Let's say we're in Summerside PEI.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the station should be like Hope or the Coast or like the light side. Like always on the light side of life. One of those kind of things.
How about the light?
The light. Nice.
The light.
106.5 The Light.
Yeah.
And you should have a nickname like Bear or Meatloaf.
106.5?
Yeah.
The Light. I'll be Jer Bear.
And I'm Colleen.
Colleen.
It's Jer Bear and Colleen in the morning. All right, hit it.
Okay, I'm going to hit it. Okay. Okay, here we go. Just waiting for it to start here. 106.5 The Light. Summerside, how you doing there, Colleen?
Do you know what's so super funny is this morning Kev was like, it's time to get up, and I was like, what? Daylight savings.
Such a great morning for coffee, isn't it, Colleen?
Oh, I'm on my third too. Already. More coffee,
yeah,
please.
That sweater. I love your sweater. It's not hiding anything.
Thanks a lot. Well,
oh, there she is.
Amanda Marshall is daylight savings time because she jumped in an hour early.
It's like the program director's coming down the hallway. We're done.
We got blown up.
There's like no space in that song.
I know. It's just maybe a vamp. It's just a vamp in A for 16 bars. Let's try Let It Rain.
Oh, that's enough.
Come on.
I give up.
All right.
Let It Rain? I canceled it already. I got to get it.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll come back and do Let It Rain and we'll wrap her up.
Oh, no, we got it. We got it.
Do we?
We can do it right now. We can go do it right here.
J.R. Bear and Colleen, ready? Let's introduce some tension between them.
Okay, hang on.
Because there's a morning show duo in Halifax, and they don't like each other. It's evident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he thinks she is annoying, and she thinks he is a bit much. And it is intoxicating to listen to.
Okay, perfect. Same station?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
106.5, the light in Summerside. The light of your eyes. Hey, Colleen, what's going on? You have a little too much coffee this morning?
No, you know, for a fact, I don't drink coffee.
Sorry about that.
What's with the no breaks? All radio jams. It's like 5 minutes long, this song.
Damn.
That's funny.
No time to fight. There's no time to fight.
Passive aggressive on the radio is really funny. How many times have I told you, stupid, I don't even drink coffee?
I don't even drink coffee. Maybe it's good.
Always that one. J.R. Bear and Colleen in the morning. I love them so much.
Oh. Maybe you should there, Wrinkles. That orange juice isn't doing anything for you. What? Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, Colin. Colleen.
J.R. Bear. Have another bag of chips, J.R.
Yeah, exactly.
Have another bag of chips with your skirted egg, bald on top and long hair around the sides. You're not fooling anybody.
Nice chains, J.R. Bear.
Colleen wonders why. Yeah, he's wearing athletic gear that's too tight and splash pants.
A toque.
And Colleen wonders why she has to do weather and traffic when she actually went to school for this.
She knows seven languages.
She has her doctorate in physics. And she has to do weather nights and weekends. Let's take a break on TNT. We'll be back to wrap her up. More J.R. Bear and Colleen in the morning. Stay with us.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
And we're back.
I love J.R. Bear and Colleen.
I know, eh?
It's actually so much more interesting to listen to when there's a legit dynamic, like they can't stand each other or they have chemistry and tension, rather than he makes kind of jokes that are this side of the line and she laughs every time.
Yeah. Now you know why I get paid and you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Says stuff like that. Just as they're going in.
That's why
songs.
They pay you the big bucks and me 52% of your big bucks, I guess.
Yeah. Big fights.
In Canadianity, breaking news, it's not even breaking because some folks have pointed it out to us already. We are in London, Ontario on Saturday, November 28th, and so is Platinum Blonde.
Whoa.
They're playing at the Music Hall, and we're playing at Rum Runners. But I wonder if there's some way to get them over there.
I wonder.
Probably not.
Maybe if we like put some weights in there. Or Mark Holmes will show up to do some pull-ups.
Or maybe there's a way for you to play the solo and Standing in the Dark. Glang, 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 glang.
Would that be the most famous Canadian drum solo ever?
I would say.
Is it?
What would you say?
I think there might be some April Wine jams that had some better stuff in it. Well, Jerry Mercer liked to rip it up a bit.
To be clear, not Alligator Al Waxman Jerry Mercer.
Yeah, no. Jerry Mercer, the drummer from April Wine.
I love that super small niche stuff. Like, Bruce Hornsby does a cover of Lady with a Fan. And there's a woo on it, right? Were we talking about this in the early days? Yeah, like a woo in a live recording.
Oh, and who's doing it?
I don't know. Somebody in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
But I love, like, the best live woos. Because you woo during a live recording, and that's on there forever.
You're in there.
I want to be a wooer at a live recording. Maybe Platinum Blonde will be recording their show at the Music Hall, and I can woo during Standing in the Dark.
And then you'll be forever in the live in London.
I think... Standing in the Dark is a little obvious. Maybe I should do it during
Live
Sad
in London,
Rain.
Starring Jonathan Torrance and the Woo.
Sad, sad rain. All right, we're going to dip into the mailbag, aren't we, Bud?
Let's dip into the mailbag.
Read a few letters from Buds. If we don't say it enough, we sure love that people listen, and we sure love when they take time to say, hey, here's where I am. Here's what I'm doing. Yeah. Thanks for making the pod.
And that's the Taggart and Torrens at Gmail.
Yep. Is it Taggart and Torrens or Taggart and Torrens?
No, it's Taggart and A-N-D. Taggart and Torrens at gmail.com. If you have any queries or want to tell us a story, or perhaps you have some advice.
We love the stories.
Absolutely. We have one from Josh DeSavino. He's a bod. He works in an assembly plant located in the GTA. He's got a little Canadianity story that I thought was pretty cool. Here it is. Most of the workers in my area have been on their specific jobs for a long period of time. But every so often, a new bod is brought in from somewhere else in the plant and to lend a helping hand.
Nice.
As it happens, a new helper was brought in today. Let's call him D-Train. And as I'm minding my own business, I start to notice some of the other workers began to laugh and point in the direction of our new helper, D-Train. As it turns out, D-Train clearly and sadly suffers from some kind of mental illness. Aww. And was having a full-on and quite animated conversation with nobody, all the while working hard as ever on his tasks at hand. And as the laughing and pointing persisted, I couldn't help but acknowledge how inhumane the scene felt. Finally, after about 15 minutes of this, I was ready to cry for the D-Train, as he really had no clue what was going on right behind him. I spoke up towards all those involved in the mockery and put it lightly, asked them to show a bit of swear, .. humanity for a brother. Believe it or not, it actually worked, and the belittling of the D-Train immediately stopped. Boys, I want to be perfectly clear. I'm not telling you this to get my 15 minutes of fame or to feel good about myself. I just want to get the message out there, as you have the platform that many of us don't. Bods of the world, please stand up for your fellow man, woman, if you see them in need. Show love to those who need it most. There is truly nothing more Canadian than being nice to someone for no other reason than because it's right. Thanks, boys, and love the pod. That's nice. From the desk of JD, Josh DeSavino is a bud. Very nice story. Thank you very much for sticking up for the D-Train. This is what we're all about, these kind of stories, right? That's nice stuff.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that he took the time to write us. Mostly, I love that he stood up for D-Train like that. We're all faced with those dilemmas in the run of a day, and it can be everything from cab driver saying something inappropriate to, the real tough one is, and I saw this a few times, you see a parent discipline their kid in a way that seems completely harsh. That's a really dangerous territory to wade into.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because you don't know the history and you don't know what's going on. But man, I find it hard to bite my tongue. There are just some things as a citizen of the planet Earth you have to speak up for. And D-Train is one of those. Particularly, bullying is so 1983.
Yeah,
but especially if there's a mental health challenge at play.
No,
like,
I know.
Grow up.
It just makes you wrong with look you? Like a total dingbat.
Yeah.
We have another mail from Brendan here, Canadian living in Caerphilly or Caerphilly, Caerphilly. I'm going to say Caerphilly, Caerphilly.
Whatever you do, say it Caerphilly.
It's a tough one. I'm saying Caerphilly, Caerphilly, Wales.
Introduce a charming lilt. We got a letter from Caerphilly, Wales.
Caerphilly, Wales here. He's been hooked since the teenage years of the pod.
Nice.
And wanted to let you guys know how much I'm loving it. Really appreciate the taste of home, especially enjoyed the East Coast call-in, which was always fun. Some suggestions that he throws at us. Did you get your stamps? What'd you think of the new self-serve pumps at the Ultramar?
Great. Those are good for some of the Collins.
What's
the
on Collins. Special at the Circle K, boys?
The Irvin. The taquitos are half price today at the Irvin. Call us if you know about any other deals.
East Coast Colin, do you fellas lock your doors? The phone lines are opened.
Also, Monumental Discovery just got in from a trip to Belfast where they serve Tim Hortons coffee and donuts in some spar convenience stores. Jackpot.
Wouldn't Cheers, that make boys. You well up?
Yeah.
That would be like Salvador finding taquitos at the Irving.
We love when people send letters from abroad. And I'm glad that we can give you a little taste of home. That's what this is all about here That's with awesome. D&D. Yeah.
Good letters, bud. I have the warm fuzzies.
You do, eh?
Yeah.
As you should.
And you did a great job reading those letters carefully.
Carefully.
Maybe Mr. if you know Magic. How to pronounce carefully, you'd let us know. So to recap, tour tickets are on sale, taggertontorrens.ca. Thanks to Mike for butting us up on that. There's also the merch available. As we mentioned on the last pod, we're just getting our feet wet with figuring out how merch works. And be patient with us. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's on the way. The Canadianity contest this week, it's called Two-Faced. You have to put together two great Canadians in one Photoshop moment of bliss. For example, for the purposes of this exercise only, George Michael Jackson. You have to take two names, collapse them together, and then Photoshop the same.
And obviously, big points for Canadian people.
Clearly. Yeah. Oh, I think has to be.
Has to be.
And the hashtag is Canadianity Contest.
Yes.
And now that I'm home, we're back on the every week tip.
Yes.
Sick.
Yes. We, again, always apologize if we're a few days late on a week, but this is our number one priority, and we're going to keep her going.
In the meantime, you can tune in to Jer Bear and Colleen tomorrow morning on the Light 106.5. Thanks for listening to Taggart and Torrens 53. I'm Jonathan Torrens.
I'm Jeremy Taggart.
Take care, guys. Great stuff. Bye-bye now. Boom, gong, gang, go, get, ding, gong, ju, boom, bounce, do, da, doom, bam, bam, tick, a, doom, down, it.